Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Welcome back to the B Word. I am Joanne Bolt, your host. And today, let's get girly and talk clothing. I know everyone out there probably has a closet full of clothes, cute shoes, and accessories to go with it all. But the big question of the day is, what do you wear when you're meeting with clients? I actually get asked that one a lot, you guys, especially from newer agents. And my response is this. It all comes down to brand and how are you showing up on social media? Yep, I'm going there yet again. It's all about the social media. The reality is there is a very high likelihood that your client researched you online before they ever met you. Even if your bestie gave your name to your client, so it's a really warm referral, they still took the time before they met with you to go check out your Instagram, go check out your LinkedIn profile, hunted you up on YouTube. Wherever it is you show up, they showed up. And so what you don't want to do is show up one way online and yet another way in person. What I mean by that is this. If you are always online in 3-inch stilettos and a perfectly tailored suit with banging makeup, I mean, it is just spot on. It looks like a makeup artist just did your makeup and hair. You have to show up that way at your appointments as well, because your client expects that. They expect it not because the industry does. They expect it because that's what you've shown them. But if your ideal client is a mom of a toddler, and the way that you show up online is baking cookies and your hair in a mom bun and maybe t-shirts and jeans, then guess what, girls? I think it's perfectly acceptable to semi-show up that way in front of your clients. Now, maybe I would drop the mom bun and maybe I would make sure that the t-shirt is nicely pressed, doesn't have stains on it, and looks good. And let's be honest, I'm probably going to put heels on with those jeans. I'm not going to show up in tennis shoes unless I'm walking new construction. Because nobody needs to walk new construction mud in their heels. But I'm okay with you showing up to your clients the way you show up online, because that is their expectation and you've already established that. And if you feel like you can show up online in t-shirts and jeans, but then need to show up to your clients in a business suit, I am literally going to push back on you and say, who is your ideal client? Because you're mixing the message online with who your client actually is. Now, here's my caveat. If you are showing up online in yoga pants and a t-shirt or your hair in a ponytail and no makeup because you are appealing to the Peloton lovers out there, I do say maybe don't show up to show homes or a listing consultation with, you know, sweat stains under your armpits. Keep it classy. Maybe dress it up just a little bit. But again, if your ideal client is the Peloton lovers out there and you do everything online that talks about the best gyms to go to or how to make a home gym in your house or the best equipment to purchase for the space that you live in, if you equate exercise back to your real estate world online, then it is okay to show up in Lululemon leggings and a nice t-shirt. I'm actually okay with the ponytail. Just throw a little makeup on your face and make sure that you didn't just come out of the gym all sweaty. So net net, at the end of the day, how you show up to play is how you show up in your business world. Don't try to be someone online that you're not going to be in person, because you will give your clients a mixed message and they will not be able to relate to you. Your clients have got to relate to you. So show up in person how you do online, and it's going to be okay.